You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. I'm joined in the studio now by Aaron Carrico, the Executive Director of the Murray Convention and Visitors Bureau. Aaron, thanks for taking us some time to be with us today.
Thank you for giving me the time.
And we're here to talk about Freedom Fest, and you kind of made me feel old a couple of minutes ago when you said it's in its 26th year. Is that possible?
26th year. It started in the late 80s, 1987. And so it's rolling into its 26th year, which in the span of festivals is actually really impressive that it's been able to last that long and be successful within our community.
Why do you think it's been able to last as long as it has when so many others kind of fall by the wayside?
I honestly think that Murray in itself has a huge sense of community, and the fact that we all love to come together, and especially when you tack on to celebrating patriotism and the love of our country, Murray really captures that spirit. And so I think that's part of the reason it's been so successful. I mean, it takes everyone for Freedom Fest to happen. It's not just something that comes out of the CVB. I mean, it involves the police, the fire, nonprofits, for-profits. It involves everyone. And I think that's why it's successful.
How many years has this been your baby?
Oh, gosh. This will be my sixth Freedom Fest. Six.
Your sixth Freedom Fest.
Sixth Freedom Fest.
Do you know, why is Freedom Fest in June? It's actually kind of a celebration of Independence Day, but it's in June
every
year.
It is. A couple of years ago, we actually, it's little known to other people, it's very expensive to hold a festival on a holiday. Fireworks cost more. Bands cost more. So that was one issue that we were having, as well as moving. I mean, the fourth moves. Sometimes it's on a Wednesday, sometimes it's on a Friday. And so there was no consistency to the festival, and it became confusing for people. So we went to Big Briggs & Stratton, who are our hugest, biggest sponsor. They provide the fireworks. If it was not for Briggs & Stratton, there would be no Freedom Fest because we wouldn't have fireworks. So we presented to them either do it, you know, we want to make a consistent date. So either the last of June or the very first weekend of July, regardless of where the fourth falls. And they chose the last weekend of June, and we started that last year. It works really well. Fireworks cost less. The entertainment costs less. So we're able to do more. For instance, this year we have two free concerts instead of one because the cost is lower.
And people know when it is. They always know it's going to be the last weekend in June.
Last weekend in June.
So what are some of the other things about running a festival like this that maybe the general public would never think about that turns out to be some of the heaviest lifting?
The stage. How many hours it takes to put up and take down a stage. The number of trash cans that are needed. I mean, our sanitation department's amazing. They bring 30-something trash cans out for the festival. It's small things like that that are behind the scenes that we try to run smoothly so you don't notice that it's an issue. But, you know, our vendors begin setting up at noon. We start blocking and chalking at 5 a.m. on a Friday morning. So, you know, there's things like that that you don't see. And those are the big, heavy lifting pieces to Freedom Fest. And that's all done by a staff of 5 people.
Wow. We know a little something about a small staff here.
Yes, you do. You understand a great deal in trying to pull events off. And there's a lot of pressure that comes with 5 staff in providing an event for an entire community and making sure it's successful.
So at this point, a week and a half out, what part in the process are you? What's going on already to get ready for
Stressed?
Freedom
Fest? No.
Blood pressure.
Stressed. Blood pressure is up. Right now, we are fine-tuning everything. Everything is planned. Everything's in the book. So what we do at this point is we go through and we double-check. We call every single vendor. We call everyone to make sure and double-check everything is where it's supposed to be. And so at this point, it's down to the tiny details and just making sure that all of our permits are in place. Today, for instance, at 4 o'clock is our massive logistics meeting, and that involves everybody that is touching Freedom Fest, police department, sanitation, MSU Police Department actually help us a great deal with that. MSU Electrical guys. Wayne Harper's amazing.
Yes.
So down to Murray Electric guys. I mean, everyone in the community really pulls together to be able to make this event function for 48 hours.
So let's talk about the fun stuff. It starts a week from Friday.
It does.
And just lay out what's going to happen this year.
Lay out what happens. Woo! The opening ceremony is going to begin at 5:45. On Friday afternoon, the 28th, and we're going to have a ribbon cutting and national anthem to kind of kick things off. At 6 o'clock that evening, we're going to start the Parker Forge Street Fair, and there's going to be vendors, craft vendors, nonprofits, a really cool combination of all sorts of things. We have some great artists coming down, actually selling their crafts. And at 6 o'clock, Maddie McRae is going to perform, and that is a free concert to attend to down on the Court Square. We are also opening up at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock is going to be the Freedom Fest Patio by Coors Light, hosted by the Big Apple. So you'll see a lot of familiar faces down in that area, and it's right in front of the concert stage, so you get the best of both worlds.
And it's 21 and over
21 and over only for adult beverages, and so that's going to stay open until midnight. And the big headliner, which everybody in this town loves, is going to be Clarence Dobbins. Mm-hmm. And he's going to perform later on in the evening at 8:30, I believe. And he's going to go until, usually he goes until around 11 o'clock.
he likes to play.
He does. He likes to play. And so, you know, we just kind of let him go as long as we've got a crowd and the crowd wants music, you know. So we're going to continue that until about 11 that night. The next morning, there's a 5K run by Primary Care. There's the Briggs & Stratton Main Street Mile. Then starting at 9:30, we have the F&B Bank Parade. And this year, our theme is Home of the Brave, and we're honoring veterans. So in the front of the parade, you're going to see a massive amount of veterans that are on floats, that are in American Legion vans. And if you are a veteran that's listening, you are more than welcome to attend. Even if you don't belong to either one of those organizations, we welcome you to come, and they welcome you as well, to come on in, walk with us, be with us. We want you to be there, and we want to celebrate what you've done for our community and for our nation as a whole.
And where would a veteran, if one wanted to be part of the festivities, yes, where would they go actually when they got there?
When they got there, if they would like to go to the corner of 10th and Main, and that is where the Grand Marshals line up. That's the very beginning of the parade spot. Mm-hmm. You probably need to be in line probably by 9 o'clock. The parade starts at 9:30. And, you know, we'll get you out there, and we'll try to keep you cool.
as best we can.
And the parade route starts. It goes the opposite direction of homecoming. It goes the opposite direction. It goes from 10th and Main all the way up to 3rd and Main, right around the Briggs & Stratton parking lot. So just kind of be aware of that if you are lining up for the parade. And then we continue the street fair. The Parker Ford Street Fair goes until 1 that afternoon. We take a little bit of a break. We have the Top Gun Cruise In car show that's happening in the MSU Stadium parking lot. That's going to start at 3, which is going to be a fantastic way to spend your afternoon. Then we're going to go into the Saturday evening activities, which is the new part of Freedom Fest. This is new and different for us, but we're very excited. The Murray Bank Family Night in the Park is going to be fantastic. We're going to have another free concert at 6 o'clock. It's the Cruisers. Very family-friendly music, very upbeat. We're going to have more vendors. All the kids' activities that evening, free inflatables by CFSB. They're wonderful in providing that for us. We've got a free petting zoo, free pony rides, all sorts of events, definitely catered towards families and families being able to spend time together.
It looks like the Town and Gown Community Band's going to
yes,
be that night.
Yes, they're also performing at 8 o'clock that evening here in Lovett, you know, just right across mm-hmm. the way. It's air conditioned. We do like to, if you are wanting a place to cool off, they're going to perform for right at about an hour, enough time for you to get out and go to see the fireworks that are going to be at 9:30. And they are shot off from 641 North. And so you can see them anywhere in that area. There's some great places on campus to be able to watch it from. And, you know, line up. Kroger's and JCPenney and Walmart are always really gracious about letting people hang out in their parking lot for an evening.
It's always incredibly crowded.
It is incredibly crowded.
It's a rather large fireworks
display. It is. I mean, it is. And it's a good 20 minutes long. I mean, a good solid 20 minutes. 22, I think, at last, when we last checked where he was at in the process. But, you know, we don't do anything small here in Murray.
We don't do anything small,
least of all fireworks. And so that's going to be kind of our cap off to Freedom Fest. And that's kind of the big events that are happening.
And I guess it says on Sunday it's Culver's Day at the pool.
Yes.
So that's free admission to
it
the
is
pool?
Free. It is free admission to the pool. If you haven't actually participated in our parks and rec system and using their community pool, it's actually quite wonderful. And Culver sponsors it that day. Again, very family oriented. It's free admission. You can go in as you like from 1 to 6 that day. And one other additional thing that doesn't necessarily happen in Freedom Fest weekend, but on the actual 4th itself, the VFW is having a memorial service, obviously, for the veterans mm-hmm. at their Veterans Memorial, which is located in Chestnut Park.
Wow, it sounds like sounds like a very full and very fun Freedom Fest this year.
It's fun to memorize.
You get to exhale when it's over
a couple of days? I do. I get to for just a couple of days. And then we start the process over again.
Oh, goodness. Well, Aaron, thanks so much for being on
Sounds Good today.
Thank you
for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
It's Aaron Carrico, the Executive Director of Murray's Convention and Visitors Bureau, talking about Freedom Fest. It kicks off next Friday in Murray.